At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Monday. More of your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Operator Tyler sitting by, taking your phone calls. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Very proud of this. The backroom guys do a wonderful job, Rob and Mario. Sign up for the newsletter, available daily at 6 Eastern. Comes right into your inbox there. Your email address, you go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner, you're good to go. Also, if you don't want to read the book, I can read it to you. The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, the NFL's Greatest Players Plays, Scandal Screw-Ups, plus Stuff We Totally Made Up, with a book that I co-wrote with Joel Cohen, who writes for The Simpsons. But I have the audio book that's available. So if you'd like for me to read you a bedtime story, I can do that. Literally do that. Well, wait. Is it literally that if I read you a bedtime story, it's on
more
tape.
Literary.
I think that's...
If you know what I mean.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
I think it is literally.
Literally reading you?
Because you're reading a story to them, and it's at bedtime.
Is there a word that's used more often and incorrectly than literally or literal?
Right. Like I told you a while back, I was on the subway, and this woman was talking to another woman, and she's complaining about something. She goes, I'm literally pulling my hair out of my head. And I looked at her, I go, and I almost said, no, you're not. But I was afraid she would just poke me in the eye or something.
Yeah.
But that's the word.
Is there another one that's used? Yes, Marv.
Ironic.
When it's not ironic?
Because mm-hmm. People use coincidence for irony.
Mm. Correct. Mm-hmm. Such as Alanis Morissette.
Right.
How about the word like? If you have a son or daughter who's under the age of 25, maybe a little bit older than that.
Or perhaps you're a 45-year-old grown-ass man with your own family.
The word like. I don't know. One of my daughters can't get through a sentence without having like in the sentence. And she's 25. Yes. Yes.
My daughters and their friends, for a while, they started out every sentence with the word wait. And it's like, wait, we're going to the mall? And I was like, you're not supposed to start a... That's all. And they still do it. Mm. Wait yeah. to start a sentence. You don't do that.
Well, like, you can't do that. Wait. Like, you know, be like... How about you try to say, give me a paragraph without using the word like in it. My daughter will go, how about I give you a sentence? She couldn't even get through the sentence. I go, okay, all right, thank you, Molly. 877-3DP-SHOW. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for watching our streaming service. It'll be Sunday night. It'll be the Dolphins and the Eagles, NBC and Peacock. That is spicy. Big game tonight. Interesting game tonight. Chargers, Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 1.5. Yes, Marvin.
Cowboys need to beat a good team.
Yeah. That's why when people are like, man, the Cowboys, they're great. And I go, yeah, who they beat? Well, they beat the Patriots and the Giants and the Jets. And granted, at the time, we thought the Giants were going to be good, and they blew them out. You beat the Jets without Rodgers, and then you beat the Patriots. Man, watching Bill Belichick, I'm old enough to have remembered just about all of these coaching greats, where you watch and you wonder, when's the expiration date? Like, when do we take you off the shelf? It does feel like it's over. You know, Paulie was talking about this, where you're watching and you go, how painful is it? He's there in Las Vegas looking across the field. He's got one of his former quarterbacks, two of his former quarterbacks who are over there. He's got his former offensive coordinator over there. And Tom Brady invested in the Raiders. He's going to own a portion of the Raiders. And there's Bill. You're just like, Bill didn't get the memo, feels like. And it feels like Bill Belichick today is trying to coach like Bill Belichick did 7 years ago, 6 years ago. And in today's game, it's about evolving. And he just hasn't evolved, you know, with what he does and how he does it, how everybody else is incorporating. You know, when you whiff on a quarterback, that's when coaches lose their jobs usually. Now, Bill, of course, wasn't prepared. He was prepared to get rid of Tom Brady, but he wasn't prepared to replace Tom Brady. And I think, you know, they're reaching out to Cam Newton to come in. There was no thought that went into that. Now, I mean, there might have been. I'm assuming there was. But the end result is they never truly replaced him. Now, I know a lot of people thought, hey, he's found his next Brady. He's got, you know, Mac Jones. So he got his guy, played okay, rookie season, and then now it feels like he missed on his quarterback. Now, you can miss on your quarterback with the 15th pick. You can't miss on your quarterback with the top five pick. Yes, Eden.
Do you think perhaps hubris played a role here, Dan?
Todd, do you know what hubris means?
Braggadocio, having a kind of an arrogant attitude.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Okay. I'm also looking at the Patriots' schedule. They can easily finish 3-14 or maybe 4-13.
Are you eating?
I have like a nut, like an almond
corn. No, the question was, are you eating?
Well, not like a sandwich, it's just like a peanut.
But why don't you just say yes?
Because I feel bad that I'm talking while I have something in my tooth.
How about you don't put anything in your mouth during the show?
That'd be a good idea, too. I needed a little protein. I was going to share the Patriots schedule to see how they're going to finish.
Okay.
So they're hosting the Bills. They're at the Dolphins.
Ooh.
They're hosting the Commanders. Commanders are an improved team.
No. We're not doing this. Come on.
You don't want me to go through
that? No, because you're being unprofessional.
What's unprofessional?
Because you're like,
you're
I can
slurping
hear you.
Nuts around
yes,
in your mouth, Todd.
Whoa. Easy there.
I'm not literally.
No.
No, actually, quite literally.
He does have nuts in his mouth.
Our audio guy's going to have a blast with this audio.
Bob is going to have a lot of fun with this tomorrow on the show.
And my big USC Notre Dame prediction from today.
Yeah, that you said the USC was going to rough up Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have the peanut?
I think it's been dislodged from my tooth.
Okay. So the Patriots have the Bills. Dolphins. Then they're at the Dolphins.
They host the Commanders.
Mm.
They host the Colts.
Mm.
At the Giants.
Mm.
Host the Chargers. At the Steelers.
Okay, it's enough. I don't care.
Then they got the Chiefs after that.
If they have 6 wins, 7 wins,
chance.
I'm going to say that you don't think they get 6 wins?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're not going to do better than 4-13, really.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll be in line to get a quarterback. Yes, Marv?
6 wins? Coach of the year, possibly, for Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, he just doesn't have the players to me.
Okay, but he's the reason that he doesn't have the players. He picks them.
So CNN and Ross Tucker both said, fire Bill Belichick, the GM.
Yes.
Keep Bill Belichick the coach.
I guess.
They are a package deal. I promise you he will not yield control of the front office. I would bet whatever it is on that. He goes in, he goes out. He goes down in flames or he somehow rights the ship in the next year.
If you want to be the all-time leader in victories, you better bring in somebody to help you. Now, maybe Belichick doesn't care passing Don Shula. But I would think... Didn't Don Shula... I don't know. Did he have a problem with Belichick? Was there any bad blood there? For some reason, I thought there was. Not that that, you know, Bill's going to go, well, I want to make sure that I have more wins than he does. But if he doesn't bring in somebody to help him in the front office, then he's not going to get that opportunity. Yes, Todd?
There's no scenario where Bill Belichick would coach another NFL team. Could you see that? If he got fired or they parted ways, that he would coach another NFL team before he retired?
I don't know. I mean, I've never spoken to the man. I have no idea what makes him tick. I would not turn a team over to him now. Yes, Eden?
Did you see Teddy Bruschi this weekend, or yesterday?
No.
Basically saying that he wants, like, he hopes Belichick and the Patriots, you get like 6 or 7 wins this season and then walk away. Just retire. Forget about Shula. Forget about the record. Forget about all of that. That he, like, basically, him trying to go after Shula's record is, I'm paraphrasing, but overshadowing the season and sort of ruining the Patriots, and that he needs to just get over it and walk away.
Yeah, so, if I'm a Patriot fan, I don't want to wait like 3 years down the road for him to have that one moment where he passes Don Shula. I got to worry about these next 2 seasons in totality.
I'm a little surprised, though, that messaging's coming from that person.
From Teddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems to be a guy who's sort of carrying water for the Patriots a lot. He's a team player still to this day.
Yeah, Paulie.
I think these coaches hate leaving when they're down. Remember, if you got to go back, remember Mac Brown at Texas? And they had Will Muschamp in waiting, and Mac Brown, he's going to step down, the legend, and then he had that off year, and he came back, and he was supposed to leave, and now he's still coaching at North Carolina. Nobody wants to stop coaching. Bill Belichick doesn't want to stop. He made coach. Everyone thought Mac Brown was going to leave Texas and be in the booth, and he's like year 5 or 6 at North Carolina. Belichick's not going to quit by choice. I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You can't be this close and then walk away.
Yeah, but how many wins is he away? He's like
18, something like that.
Yeah, that's at least 2 years. That's the rest of this year and then the following year.
Yeah, that's really not that long. Spent your whole life in the game.
They
and
got
now
one
you can't
win.
Figure out 2 more seasons?
They got one win. What makes you think that he's going to... There's no transfer portal here. It's not like he's Dion going to bring in all these new guys.
I mean, there kind of is a transfer portal.
Well, no.
It's not like he's stuck with these guys necessarily.
He's more stuck with them than Dion was when he took over Colorado. Like, he basically said, you guys pack your bags. You're not good enough. Belichick, he can't do that. Hey, you guys aren't any good. I got a whole new wave of transfers coming in here. What's the poll question for the final hour of this program,
Steve? Well, Dan, we just put up who had the best weekend.
Who
had the best weekend? Right. And actually, right now, I'll give you the results from the first hour, too. Mm-hmm. Colorado and USC are now tied for the worst weekend.
Okay. Oh, here's the thing. People think Bill Belichick dislikes Don Shula because Don Shula had things to say about Spygate.
Boom, fair.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Okay. What else, Eden?
Who had the best weekend? We have Michael Penix, Notre Dame, the Browns, or the Jets. Right now, it is almost a 3-way tie. Notre Dame coming in at 20%. You feel like they should have a better... They're in third place, by the way, in the poll. You think that should be a higher number? Or is it because they were favored that you don't?
That they were favored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jets are at 29%. Your new Heisman favorite, Michael Penix, he's at 36%.
Yeah, Penix had a great weekend because it was national TV.
Yeah.
Every Heisman winner has a Heisman moment. I don't know if that was his Heisman moment, but that was certainly impressive. And now you're starting to get more analysts who are open to the possibility that maybe Caleb Williams isn't the number one overall pick, isn't the first quarterback taken. You know, Ryan Leaf talked a bit about that. Dan Orlovsky, those two guys who played the position, both like different quarterbacks. One likes Drake May. Ryan Leaf loves Michael Penix Jr. But Caleb Williams, right now, He's not even in the top five in Heisman odds, according to DraftKings. But that's after three interceptions. And I think, I mean, there was a really strong column in the LA Times talking about USC, that Lincoln Riley, I think the perception was, hey, USC is going to be in the national title picture. And they never were. They just had an unbelievable quarterback and a couple of really good wide receivers, young receivers. But they don't have a defense, and they're not a tough team. They're not, you know, that old, you know, USC team in the 70s where they just ran all over you. You know, finesse team, and that Caleb Williams kind of covering up everything. That this is actually a rebuild for Lincoln Riley, which leads me, once again, to what I brought up in the preseason. If Caleb Williams, when he gets drafted, is there an opening for a head coach? Because as much as you may love Los Angeles and USC and that beautiful campus there, is there, you know, maybe you got a tougher job than what people think. And you're going into the Big Ten. And they're going to be waiting for you. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to tonight's team, if the Chargers don't win tonight, then I think they have the Chiefs coming up. If the Chargers don't make the playoffs, don't you think they're looking for a new coach?
But Kellen Moore is there as the offensive coordinator. Well, I'm going to guess that Kellen Moore would maybe get that job if Staley got fired. I'm going to guess. Because if I'm Kellen Moore and I'm leaving the Cowboys, now maybe they wanted him to leave and Mike McCarthy calling the plays, but that's an interesting sideline to sideline thing. But Mike McCarthy is calling the plays here. Kellen Moore will be calling the plays for the Chargers coming up tonight. You know what I enjoyed watching? The Rams. I enjoyed watching them. You know, it was fun. Cooper Kupp being back. Yeah, they're competitive. And the other game I watched was Bengals and Seattle Seahawks. And here they are. Now they survived, and hopefully Joe Burrow is going to be able to stay healthy. And, that's a really good win. Now, I know you're hosting Seattle, but Seattle is a team you just don't put away. And Bengals winning that. Bengals' defensive line is good. They put some pressure on Geno. I watched the London game. I didn't really care about it too much. I love watching Lamar Jackson play and Zay Flowers, but the commissioner coming out and saying, hey, he could see maybe a Super Bowl in London down the road. Well, we've talked about this a long time. Now, he did say it 13 years ago, and then now he's saying it again. I'm like, okay, are we doing it or not? Yes, Eaton.
Not going to happen. Sorry. Just based on the time zone, the time difference, it's not going to happen. You're going to have a 12:30 Super Bowl on the West Coast. Not going to happen.
Okay. Paulie?
It is complex. The logistics of getting people there is the easy part, but the idea, that game, let's say it kicked off at 10 p.m. London time, which would be crazy late, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that in New York time? Is that 5 o'clock?
Yeah, but it won't happen at that time.
Okay, so you'd have to bump that game up to...
You're going to have a 3:30 East Coast.
3:30, so it'd be 8 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Not going to happen.
8 o'clock London time.
It's not going to happen.
Which could you...
Yeah, it'd be fine.
If you had to bet on it, before this show is done, do they announce a Super Bowl in London? Announce that one's going to happen.
And
not that it would be played, because it'd be so far down.
Okay, but how many Super Bowls are already planned? I know New Orleans is next year. Is Miami going to be there, Marvin?
Santa Clara is the year after New Orleans.
Yeah, I got...
Okay. How many Super Bowls are there already in the books?
You got Las Vegas, then New Orleans, then Santa Clara, and then it's open.
Buffalo's getting a new stadium. Does Buffalo get a Super Bowl?
Cold weather Super Bowl? They did that in New York once.
What a disaster.
No, they averted disaster because I think the next day is when it snowed. Big snowstorm.
Buffalo
there.
Would be a ton of fun. That would be a Super Bowl that I would very much look forward to.
Gosh.
In a town like that. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good people. A lot of fun. Good fans.
I would be all about that.
All right. Speaking of good people, Ross Tucker, our good buddy, will join us coming up. We'll get to more phone calls. Final hour. Best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there in the name. Simple, because you can install it 30 minutes or less, and it's safe. It should be simply extremely safe. You can have a Simply Safe expert set it up for you if you would like. Now, there's so many great things to talk about. I only have 60 seconds, less than that now. 24/7 Live Guard protection makes it possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera that's available with Fast Protect monitoring plan. I know, that sounds like a lot. The new Smart Alarm indoor camera, the only indoor security camera that can trigger the alarm, instantly stop intruders with a built-in siren. Simply Safe. And they are going to help you with break-ins, fires, floods, and more. No contracts signed, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. It's just a great product. They've been a partner of ours for over a decade. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Sunday night, Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins battle Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock, a battle of former Alabama quarterbacks. By the way, Alabama held on for dear life against Arkansas. They were up, and I'm like, all right, they got this win. All of a sudden, it's like, I don't know if they have this win or not. Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS Sports NFL and college football analyst and the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Also, social media, at Ross Tucker, NFL. He was on the call for the Giants and the Bills on Westwood One last night. How do you feel if you're the Buffalo Bills today, Ross?
I think you feel very, very relieved, Dan, because the Giants down at the 1-yard line really, we could talk about the end of the first half for the whole segment. But then at 1 yard line at the end of the game, they have a couple opportunities there. Can you, I mean, I was in the stadium, obviously. Can you imagine if Waller catches that, or maybe they throw a pass interference penalty, Giants get another play, and then they score? Just the air that would have went out of that stadium. There's a huge difference between being 4-2 and 3-3. I think they feel very, very relieved and thankful that they escaped with a win.
The commissioner was talking about maybe London hosting a Super Bowl in the foreseeable future. Are we more likely to have a team in London first or a Super Bowl in London?
I think probably a Super Bowl, actually. I think there's a lot of logistical issues with putting a team over there. I think they're kind of dipping their toes in the water a little bit with having the Jags play back-to-back games over there.
Would you want to play in London?
As a player?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Dan. But I am the exception, not the rule. Right? So, like, my wife and I have talked about that. I would have loved that. I mean, we have the perspective of it's a really short time in your life. Maybe it's a 2-year deal, 3-year deal. For me, it was a lot of 1-year, 1-year situations. So to be over there, heck yeah, man. I mean, when I played for the Patriots in the off season, my wife and I, every weekend, we went to Cape Cod or Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket. It was awesome, right? We were in our 20s. It was fabulous. I would have loved to have played for London, have that international experience for a couple of years. But to be fair, Dan, most guys are not like me. Most guys do not have that same perspective. Most guys have no interest in playing or living overseas.
How do you think the fans would react to a Super Bowl in London?
I think there'd be a lot of negativity here in the States because of the belief that, hey, why would there be a game in London when there's never been one in Chicago, when there's never been one in Philadelphia? I think you would probably get a lot of that reaction. And I understand that, but I'll say this, Dan, I'm totally in favor of it. And I'll tell you why. You guys know how I feel about football. Like, I love it. Like, I love it more than almost anything other than my family. Think about all of the kids around the world that play soccer and think that that's like the most fun sport to play. I mean, think about that. Now, I think soccer is great. I played soccer, Dan, from when I was like 6 years old till I was 11. It's a fun sport. But once you put a helmet and shoulder pads on and run into another kid and knock him over, that's the greatest feeling ever. You don't ever want to go kick a soccer ball again the rest of your life. I don't know anybody that played soccer, then played football, then went back to soccer. So anything we can do internationally to spread the game, I am big time in favor of, because I want more people internationally to get a chance to play. Heck, I did the Vanderbilt, Georgia game for CBS on Saturday. Three of Vanderbilt's defensive linemen are from Europe. One's from the UK, two from Germany. I think it's awesome. They are doing a good job of growing the game internationally.
Yeah, I just wonder what the reaction – why would the commissioner bring this up? Like, there's no, you know, coincidence. I mean, he doesn't do throw-ins and, hey, I'm just talking off the cuff here. Why is the commissioner bringing up the possibility of a Super Bowl in London?
I think two reasons. Number one, to gauge the feedback, right? So let's say you talk about it today. People call in and they're furious about it. I think they just want to know just how bad it would be if they ever elected to make that decision. The other thing is, I think it generates even more interest internationally about it, right? I'm sure that got picked up all over Europe, that the commissioner of the NFL says the biggest sporting event in America might get exported to Europe. You know, and that's exactly what he's probably going for. I think it's smart.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS sports analyst. What about Buffalo getting a Super Bowl?
Well, they're getting a new stadium.
That's why I wonder. Yeah, you build a stadium.
Yeah, it's kind of been a quid pro quo there, Dan, where it's like, all right, you guys give us the public funding for the new stadium. We'll give you one Super Bowl. Now, I know they don't like the idea of weather impacting the game, but then that doesn't bother me at all, first of all. I love football and weather like that. And secondly, could it be worse than the Chiefs and the Eagles sliding all over the place in the grass or whatever they were calling that out in Arizona? Now, I'll say this. You know, I went to the Minnesota Super Bowl where the Eagles won and they beat the Patriots, and I'm glad Minnesota got a Super Bowl. For all the people that come to the game, it is nicer if you're in nice weather. I mean, seeing you guys last year in Arizona at that ballpark you guys are at, that's better than, you know, freezing our butts off in Minnesota. That's objectively better.
Worst loss of the weekend by who?
Ooh. Well, I think on the NFL side, maybe the Eagles, just because, you know, the Niners had already lost. So it was like the Eagles had that chance to get that game up on them. They were up by 2 scores against Zach Wilson and the Jets. Yeah. And to go -4 in turnover ratio. But I'm going to give you a different one, Dan. I actually think the worst loss of the weekend was the Colorado Buffaloes Friday night. I mean, because it was the only game on. They're up 29-0 at halftime. There's so much buzz around them. And because everybody went to bed at halftime, Dan,
It was so, like... So did Colorado.
I know, but it was so funny because it was like the thing we... Everybody had the exact same reaction when they woke up Saturday morning. Like, wait, what? They lost? it continued the conversation for all of Saturday morning until the next game started. And so what had been sort of a feel-good story is now, okay, now they've lost however many games, and now they have a really bad loss on their record.
Best win of the weekend?
Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns, yeah. I mean, first of all, they have the best defense in the NFL right now. And I don't know that I can remember another unit or a side of the ball having a total 180. Dan, they were terrible on defense last year. Like, real, real bad. And now they got the best defense in the NFL right now with the way they're playing, or certainly one of the two or three best, to win a game without Watson, to stay in the mix. This at least lets them – it's interesting, too, because I think the guys in Cleveland and in New York with the Jets are both kind of on the hot seat. I think they both need to win this year. So to win the way in which they did against undefeated teams, but I'll say Cleveland just because the Niners have been on so much of a roll.
The Browns have allowed just over 1,000 yards, the fewest by any team through the first 5 games of a season since the 1971 Baltimore Colts.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy there.
Yeah, I didn't know that stat. I was almost thinking, well, maybe the Niners defense or no, I guess statistically – because I knew Baltimore had a pretty decent game against them, but that is very, very impressive. I wonder if by the end of the year, we'll be talking about Jim Schwartz getting a second chance to be a head coach.
You know, some guys just aren't head coaches. You know this. Like All of those New England Patriot assistant coaches. I mean, that doesn't mean you should be a head coach.
You know what, Dan?
Yeah.
It's a different job.
Yes.
It's a very different job. And I'm not saying this like... Fritzy is great at what he does.
Good.
Paulie's great at what he does. Seton, Marvin, oh, but like, just because Fritzy's the best guest booker out there doesn't mean he could go in your chair. I mean, that'd be amazing. I would love to see, I would definitely watch or listen to the whole episode if that happened. But that doesn't mean someone else will be able to make it like the Todd Fritz show and have him be doing it as much as everybody knows I love him.
Maybe one of these days Todd sits here and I'll sit over where Todd does.
That would be amazing. And so he can say, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. That would be good. Bigger game tonight for the Cowboys or the Chargers?
I would say Cowboys. They can't go to 3-3 and lose back-to-back games like this. I mean, with the visions they have, because then they'll still be 2 games behind the Philadelphia Eagles. They got to bounce back after that Niners performance. They have to. So I'll say for the Cowboys, but maybe that's just because they're the Cowboys and we all talk about them so much.
Always good to talk to you. What games do you have this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, likewise, Dan. Just some action Ooh. On Saturday. I'm driving to Athens, Ohio. Never been there in my life. Western Michigan at Ohio U on Saturday on CBS Sports Network. And you know what? I love it just as much as Georgia Vandy on CBS or the Bills and the Giants last night. Like, I love it for all the reasons I love it.
Safe travels.
Thanks, man.
All right. That's Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker football podcast and available on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Brandon in Tallahassee. Hi, Brandon. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I have a best and worst of the weekend.
All right.
Worst of the weekend being Tyrod Taylor last night.
Oh, man.
Changing that play, the line of scrimmage, that was uncalled for. That was crazy. Best of the weekend, I have season tickets to Florida State football, and just seeing Keon Coleman climb the ladder and make the 26-yard catch one-handed. Dino Babers after the game saying God was showing off when he made him.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Dang. I didn't watch the game. I just saw the highlights, and I thought, whoa, that's a little bit different. He is a talented, talented kid. Chase in Utah. Hi, Chase. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP, what up?
Hey, man.
I've got a best and first of the weekend, but first time, long time, 5'11", 190. All right, so my worst of the weekend is my Buffalo Bills. They're frauds, and I hate that we got a roughing the passer call when it looked like the defensive lineman threw a tissue at Josh Allen. And then my best of the weekend is my father-in-law, the Eagles, losing to the Jets. So you guys have a great week. Thanks for taking my call, and suck it, Fritzy.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
Took a shot at the father-in-law and me.
And you.
A couple of seconds of each other.
And you. By the way, we were talking about this prior to the start of the show. Brian Daboll was really upset with Tyrod Taylor. Why send out two plays that if you want to change it, so why not just have one? If you don't want him to run the football, then don't give him the option of calling a running play. Right? You hand it to Barkley. And he ran it, and then they ran out the half. So
unless it's like, oh, hey, and by the way, don't kneel on it. Like, it's so obvious that you don't do that, that why would you have to say it?
Why not have a run-pass option? That then, okay, if there's something there, take advantage of it, or you can pass, or you can throw it away. But to, I don't know what Brian Daboll said to his quarterback, and he's going, all right, you got a pass and a run. You got two different things. Because that's what Collinsworth was talking about. You go to the line of scrimmage in that situation with two plays. If you don't want him to call one play, then don't give him the option of doing that. Yes.
But you probably had enough time to pass the ball three times.
Yes.
And on that third time, if there's nothing there, run it.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
Tyrod Taylor, after the game, said he did alert to a run play. It was like he checked at the line of scrimmage because he saw that there was no one up there. He thought he could sneak in a run and get him in, but they had no timeouts left. Do you think Tyrod Taylor thought that no way they expect us to run here because we have no timeouts left, and we'll run out the half?
I'm hoping he thought that.
Right.
That's the only thought you can have.
That would make sense, though. Like, yeah. They'll never see this coming.
Yes, Todd.
Is there a veteran offensive lineman or even Saquon Barkley to just yell, no, we're not running here. We can't run here. Just, even though it's you're just letting the defense know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that and say, no, don't do a run.
No, I don't think you could do that.
That'd be better than what they did.
No, that would be bad if your running back saying, hey, no, don't run. We don't want to run the ball here. I just don't give him a play that he can call. No matter what you saw, you should have just thrown the ball. Yeah. And you miss out on at least 3 points. All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Steelers, great edge rusher TJ Watt will join us on the show tomorrow. What's he got, 8 sacks so far? I think there's even odds for him to break the all-time single-season sack record. Let me see if I have those odds here. Or at least I did. But he's got 8. What's the record? 22.5? Myles Garrett is the most impressive defensive player, though. He doesn't always have the best stats, but you got some really, really talented defensive players. And then I'm watching the Rams, and then, oh, by the way, Aaron Donald is still there. We don't talk to him about him that much because they're, you know, not one of the elite teams, but, man, he's there. But you got Nick Bosa. T.J. Watt. I mean, there's quite a few of these edge rushers. I'm curious what Micah Parsons does after being shut out the previous week and Dallas embarrassed. Now you got standalone game. And everybody's going to have an opinion of the Chargers, the coaching situation, Justin Herbert. They're going to have an opinion on Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy's play calling, and Micah Parsons. That's guaranteed. All of those things. Yes, Paul.
You know, the sack record by Michael Strahan from 2001 was in 16 games.
Yeah.
So how fair will it be to Strahan if it takes 17? Do you think at some point we're going to have to redo NFL records to be like a per game?
I don't think anybody cares about records.
It's too bad because that's not fair to Strahan. If T.J. Watt.
Yeah, but let's be fair.
Right.
Strahan didn't deserve the record.
Right.
Brett Favre fell down.
And I'll bet you, you know, if you go back, I think the most yards in a single season, I don't know who has that. Was it Jamal Lewis or something rushing?
Yeah, single season.
But O.J. Simpson has most yards per game in a season because he did it in 14 games.
You would think with the infatuation with the NFL and numbers that we would be obsessed with numbers with players, but we're not. Like, what's the one record where you go, you know, boy, I can't wait to see if somebody breaks that? I don't know. There's nothing that stands out. Now, that's the same with baseball. Because home runs got watered down, and now it's not that big of a deal. But then you have Ronald Acuna Jr. III, who gets 40-70, and then we're like, let's make a big deal out of that. Even though guys didn't used to steal bases here a few years ago. They just stopped. Let me get to Al in Atlanta. Oh, Al, Falcons. Ow, ow, ow.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Al.
I had a best and worst of my month in Europe where the only downside was sitting surrounded by Jaguars fans in Wembley Stadium and watch the Falcons lay an egg. But the aardvark said, hold my beer. I can top that. Who goes for 2 points when your team is down 14 and you just scored a touchdown to get to 8? Like, who does that? I swear the only reason he still has his job is because of name nepotism. And I at least get to say, suck it, Shanahan. Sorry, Marv.
All right. Wow. All right. So Al in Atlanta. Do they have their quarterback in Atlanta? That's a team that I could see Kirk Cousins helping. Because you're in a winnable division. And maybe the Saints are the class there. But if you had Kirk Cousins, you got some talent. You got skilled position guys. But I don't know. Sometimes you see something with Desmond Ridder, and then most times you don't. You're not quite sure. Danny in Knoxville. Hi, Danny.
What's happening, Dan and Danettes?
Hey, bud.
I got two bests, actually. My first best is my FSU Seminoles winning big, 41-3. Mm-hmm. I know y'all already touched on that. And my other best, man, I just want to give a shout-out to the T.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans for the way they're winning, going about their way. And I had a quick question, Dan, if you didn't mind.
Right.
Do you feel like any NFL coaches will be fired before the end of the season? And if so, who?
Oh, so in-season firing. I'd have to it's up to ownership. It's each ownership has philosophies. You know, some will not fire a coach during the season. I don't know if the Bears would fire their coach, if the Chargers, got into a situation where they kept losing, if they would fire their coach. Trying to think who else would be. Patriots, they're not going to fire Bill Belichick during the season. Who else would be in there? Mike Vrabel, they're not going to fire him. It takes a lot to be fired. Like, Nathaniel Hackett got fired during the season. You got to be really bad to get fired during the season. And, instead of saying, hey, can I just stay here for a little while? Can I leave gracefully? You don't want a Lane Kiffin tarmac situation where it's all of a sudden it's like, no, you'll have to get a ride on your own. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Listen to this one. In 1946, Gordie Howe made his debut with the Detroit Red Wings. His first NHL game. He was 18 years old then. His last NHL game was in spring of 1980 at 51 years old with the Hartford Whalers. So that means he started playing right after World War II, and he stopped playing well after two other wars. That's nuts. 46 to 80. Look at what was different with his rookie year to the end. That's nuts. That's it.
That's it.
I'm going to give him his due.
On this date in 2004, this player made his league debut. 17 years of age, 2004. Paulie?
League debut, Eric Lindros?
No. If you said Lionel Messi.
Oh! He's the GOAT now.
No. 1968, you had John Carlos and Tommy Smith gave the Black Power salute on the medal podium. Mexico City Olympics. All right, let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, did you learn anything today?
David Pollack says USC lacks depth up front, and their philosophy also needs to be tweaked. They should do more with what they have.
It's Seton O'Connor.
Russ Tucker, former soccer player.
Yeah, from age 6 to 11. Marvin?
Fritzy literally had nuts in his mouth.
Yes, he did.
I had nuts in my mouth.
Yes, you did.
How unprofessional.
As he often does during the show.
Yeah. Hey, that's a private conversation we had.
Paulie?
I can't wait to hear tomorrow's show open.
Yeah, I know. Todd, what did I learn today?
Russ Tucker in favor of a Super Bowl being played in London, but thinks there'd be a lot of backlash here in the United States.
If you like using debit over credit, then how about you get rewarded? That's what Discover's doing. Discover Cashback Debit, checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. TJ Watt on the program tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.